Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time you're listening to this. Welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Verses podcast. I'm Nasara and I'm so excited to have you here. This is such an exciting time to be alive, in my humble opinion, and I'm just really grateful for this opportunity to, you know, speak. How are you guys doing, really? I think for me, the past couple of weeks have been very interesting. I've been struggling with discipline in so many areas, and it's like this is not even the time for me to lack discipline because I have so many things that are in the works, and it's like I need so much help from God. Like, I've taken it to God in prayer because I was like, God, I don't know what's happening to me. Like, all of a sudden, all I just want to do is just chill and do nothing, and it's like I can't afford to do that because there's work, there are other things to work on. So I've taken it to God in prayer, and I really hope you guys are all doing well. In today's episode, we're going to be focusing on why the Word of God is essential. And I know somebody might be thinking, didn't you already touch on that in your introductory episode? And yes, you are right. I did touch on it, but I didn't necessarily expand on it. I just kind of gave a brief overview of what to expect, and I kind of like rushed through it. And so in this episode, I think we're going to talk more about that. And our key passage for today is 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17. I love this passage so much so that I have a sticky note of it attached to my bookshelf. Like, it's stuck on my bookshelf along with a bunch of other sticky notes. But I really love it because for me, it encapsulates what scripture is all about. Of course, there are many other verses and many other passages about the importance of scripture, but I just really love this one. You know, not more than others, but I really, really love this one. It really spoke to me the first time I saw it, and many other times ever since. And so it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. In some versions, it would say that all scripture is God-breathed. And I really like that because I like the idea of scripture being God-breathed, because it just means that scripture comes directly from God, and it can be seen as a direct line of communication from the Lord himself. So even though scripture was written by man, absolutely, but it was inspired by God, it was spoken by God to man, and then man just put it down so that the rest of us, generations to come, would have access to the word that the Lord spoke to the people that came before us, that came thousands of years before us. And I love that because it just shows how intentional God is about ensuring that we have the guidelines that he needs us to have to be able to get through this life, this short time that we have here on earth before we are with him again. And then, you know, we're with him for all of eternity. And so it just goes, I think this ties in perfectly with the first thing that this passage of scripture says. Scripture is important for, it's important for teaching. And so scripture is important for teaching us how to live our lives. It's important for teaching us how to have and maintain relationships. It's important for teaching us how to treat one another, especially people that may not necessarily like us and people who we may not necessarily like, because it's very easy for us to love people who we love people who think like us, love people who are similar to us and have similar tastes to ourselves. But it's more difficult to love people that are different from us, right? So I think scripture is very important for teaching a lot of things. And that's why it's important for us to search the scriptures, because it shows us how to live. I remember before I started going on this journey of actually, you know, following Jesus and, you know, Christianity no longer just being my parents' faith, and me actively looking, I started realizing that I was doing so many things wrong. I was acting in a way that was contrary to God's will for my life. And that put a lot of things into perspective for me, because I started realizing that in my head, I thought, oh, I was a pretty decent human being. And I was like, no, I was actually pretty crappy to people. I was selfish. I was prideful. And I didn't really like that. I didn't like coming to terms with that. But That's the most important thing about scripture, is that it teaches you, it shows you the way you should go, so that even though you think that you are walking on the right path by human standards, and you see that, oh, actually, no, God's standards are much higher than what we believe are, you know, are the, is the proper way, rather, to live our lives, or it's different from what we believe to be right or wrong. And so it's important to understand what God's standard is, so that you can live in accordance to his will and actually live a purposeful life. The second thing that this passage points out that scripture is important for is rebuke. That's one thing that scripture really does. It's really good at rebuking us. It shows us that we are flawed human beings every single day. And I think this is one of the reasons why it can be difficult for us to read the Bible, because sometimes you may not like what you are feeling about yourself. You may not like what you are learning. You may not like the fact that you begin to look at what scripture, what God says about how we're supposed to live. And, you know, you look at your own life and you see that you are so far away from what God is basically after. You're so far away from God's standard, and you just feel like, I don't measure up, and then you just shut your Bible. But no, I feel like that's something that should even encourage you more to search scripture and actually learn, okay, what does God want me to do? What does he say about this? What does he say about that? What do I need to do? What do I need to change in my life to measure up? Or not necessarily measure up. I don't want to say measure up, because we can never measure up to God's standard. Of course, that's ridiculous. We can't do that. Only one person ever could. But when I say measure up, but what can we do to adjust our lives to see that we are more aligned with what God expects from us? It's a lot of work sometimes, actually. It takes a lot of work sometimes, but it's absolutely worth it in the end if you're going to live a life that is fully free, a life that is joyful, a life that is filled with peace, you know, peace that surpasses all human understanding. I think it's very important that you search scripture. And then another thing it says, it's important for correction. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the whole rebuke aspect. But in terms of correction, like I've been saying earlier, when we know the difference between right or wrong according to God's standard, we are able to correct our behaviors and our patterns, like things that we've already become accustomed to, but we are able to correct them and align them with what scripture says and try to live a life that is just better, and that is more godly, that is more Christ-like. I remember this was, I think, earlier this year. It was my final semester of college, and we had decided, you know, everybody was like, okay, this is going to be the last semester, like we're going to be super busy and we probably won't have enough time to hang out with one another. Let's have like a game night before the semester starts, so that we know at least we've spent time with one another and everything, because everybody was busy. People had internships, people already started working, like just so many things. And so we went out, and it was a game night. It was supposed to just be a calm night and everything, but as you know, as is the norm, there was alcohol like available and just other things, you know. And I remember being at the party, and you know, everybody was having a good amount of fun, you know, like people were, you know, some people were tipsy, some people were drunk, some people were high. It was like they seemed to be having such a good time. And I remember that particular moment, because I had already decided by then that, like, oh, of course, like I'm 20 something, like I can drink, you know, like it's fine. But I was like, if I do drink, I will drink in moderation, like that's my thing. So I would probably drink like one glass of wine and then like for the entire night. And I remember seeing everybody having such a good time and thinking to myself, like, oh, maybe I should just take a couple of shots, because they would offer me and I'd be like, nah, I'm good, like I'm perfectly okay. And I would get some weird looks, but then nobody was disrespectful about it. So I remember I was like, yeah, maybe I should just, you know, just one last time, one last hurrah. And then literally in that moment, Proverbs 20 verse 1 just kept flashing in my mind, and it just kept on repeating itself in my head. And Proverbs 20 verse 1 is, wine is a mocker, beer is a brawler, and whoever staggers because of them is not wise. And in that moment, I knew that if I allowed myself to indulge in like excessive alcohol consumption and allow myself to get drunk in that particular moment, that I will no longer be wise. Like I would not be acting in a wise manner, because that would probably put me in a position where I am more likely to do something that I might regret the following day. You know what I'm trying to say? I feel like a lot of people will be able to relate with that. And this is not to say that the people that were, you know, that were drunk are not, like, that they're not wise or whatever, but just in that moment, you know, everybody was just having a good time and not really thinking about it. But in that moment for me, because I had been engaging with scripture, in that moment when I was about to do something that was contrary to what God wanted me to do, I was able to be reminded. It came to mind. The Holy Spirit brought it to the forefront of my mind, like, hey, what you're about to do now would not necessarily be a smart move. You know yourself. Don't do that, because you want to be able to wake up early in the morning. You want to have a clear head. You want to do your laundry, like so many things. Like, just have a good time with your friends and go home. You don't need to be drunk to have a good time. And I realize that that's very true. So I tell this story because it just shows how important it is to engage with scripture. Because before I started reading scripture, I wouldn't have been able to have any of these things, you know, at the forefront of my mind. I would have been operating under a human standard of what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. And by human standards, it is very acceptable. In fact, it is more acceptable for you to be drunk at a party than sober and just, like, you know, not, quote unquote, having as good a time as somebody else who might be drunk. You know what I'm trying to say? So yes, and so hearing this scripture over and over again was enough for me to stick to my one drink and leave on time, and I felt peace with that decision. I woke up the next day, went on a run, I felt refreshed, like, it was just great, you know? So I just really think that this is why scripture is very, very important, especially in this day and age where everybody is so focused on, you know, their own truth, their own definition of truth, and people have lost sight on what God's definition of truth and what God's truth is saying about our lives and about the world that we live in. And the last thing that this passage talks about is that scripture is good for training in righteousness, so showing us how to live in a manner that is pleasing to God. We already know that we can't be you know, we already know that Jesus was righteous, and because of him, because of the death that he died on the cross of Calvary, that we have been made in right standing with God, and we have been put in right relationship with him. So now it's important, it's not just enough for us to be like, okay, Jesus died and because of him I'm righteous and I'm, you know, like, nothing can separate me from the love of God, and so I don't have to do anything else, like I can live my life however I want, because, you know, he paid that he paid for my sins on the cross, so I don't have to, like, worry about that because I'd be made sinless, blameless, guiltless before the Lord of hosts. No, you need to continually walk in that righteousness. It's not just enough for you to say, well, I've been saved and that's it, that's where it stops. You need to walk in that righteousness, and scripture trains us. It shows us the steps that we need to take. Like, even with babies, you come out at first, you know, you can't, you know, you're just, everyone's carrying you around. At some point you begin to crawl, at some point you begin to do a little waddle, then you begin to walk, then before you run, there are basic steps that you need to take as you grow in your Christian walk with God, and scripture would absolutely help you with that, because you can see the lives of other people in the Bible. And one thing I love about the Bible is that everybody apart from Jesus, most of the people that God used, most of the people that God used to bring about tremendous victories and hope for the people of Israel were greatly flawed individuals. And I love that because I can relate to it. And it just shows that, like, you don't have to be perfect for God to use you. But what you have to be willing to do is willing to accept that he is Lord over your life. And even when you mess up, instead of staying away, you run right back to him. You run right back to scriptures. You read the scriptures. You study the word. You apply the word in your life. And you continue to walk in that righteousness. You continue to walk in that forgiveness and that mercy that God has so freely given to each and every one of us. Not taking advantage of it, but just being grateful that that is there. And so I love scripture. And that's why for me, I'm very passionate about getting people to actually want to study it. Like, there's so many books in the Bible that I had never looked at in my entire life, and I'm going through them now and I'm like, this is so good. There is so much great content in here, so many things, and I see myself in a lot of these things. I see my country in a lot of these situations. I see, it's just amazing. It's just mind-blowing. And so 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17, this is why I love it, because it touches on four very important points as to why scripture is important for us. But I also think that sometimes it's very difficult for us to study scripture, because scripture also shows us how imperfect we are. And so there's this tendency to not even want to read it, because it's very difficult when your flaws are being pointed out at you. I remember when I started realizing, and the Holy Spirit started revealing to me, that I was through scripture in the times of prayer, revealing to me that I'm prideful, that I have been selfish, that I have been mean to people, that I have been in trying to protect myself, I've hurt others because I just felt like, you know, my own feelings were more important than the feelings of other people. It wasn't fun. I absolutely did not like it. In fact, I hated it. Let me not even try to sound very cute about it. I despised it. I was angry. I was like, in my head, I was like, what does that mean? Why are you trying to tell me that I'm this type of way? But what God was doing was, he was working on my heart. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, the word of God is alive and active and brings about transformation from within and judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart, right? Like, the word of God is alive. When I say the word of God is alive, people are like, no, it was written thousands of years ago. And it's like, no, it's very much alive today. And I can testify of the power of the transformative power of the word of God in my life. Even though at first it can seem a bit painful, but you see that refining, that pruning, that chastisement, that rebuke, the correction, it is all done from a place of love. The word of God says, scripture says, the Lord disciplines the one whom he loves. If God didn't love us, he wouldn't try to show us where we fall short. He wouldn't try to show us that we are sinners. If he didn't love us, if he didn't care for us, if he didn't care for our salvation and where we're going to end up at the end of his life, he would have just left us to our own devices. But what he did was, he said, okay, I'm going to inspire certain people to write certain things. I'm going to speak to some of my prophets, tell them what this is. They're going to write it down so that the people that come after them will no longer have any, like, you're not playing any guessing game. If you want to know what the Lord has to say concerning your life, if you want to know what the Lord has to say concerning your finances, if you want to know what the Lord has to say concerning your marriage, concerning your job, concerning your friendships, concerning your romantic relationships, it is all compiled in one book. You needn't go further, right? Scripture is one way, and a very, very important way, that we know how to navigate this time here on earth, so that we know where we are going. We already know where we're going. We're going to be with God, but God, show me how you want me to live here on earth. And one very important thing for me is that, you know, the word of God lasts forever. Mark 13 verse 31 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. God's word will always be relevant through every single season and generation. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the author, who's thought to be King Solomon, like, he mentions that there is nothing new under the sun. So the idea that the Bible is not equipped to deal with today's societal issues is false, because there is nothing new under the sun. Everything that's happening today has already happened before. And so that's why scripture is so important. Like, oh my God, guys, like, just one day, open your Bible. Like, open your Bible and just begin to read. Pray to God, God, show me which passage you want me to look at, and even like which book of the Bible you want me to start from. Don't be afraid to also read the prophets. Don't be afraid of the Old Testament. I think we're so used to the Gospels that we stick to the Gospels all the time, and the Gospels are great, of course, but then there's so many other great books in the Bible. Like, read that. And thankfully, we even have the Bible app. Like, shout out to the Bible app. Like, they have so many amazing resources. You can start out small. You can do a Bible reading plan on the Bible app. They have tons of them if you don't know where to start from, because it can be overwhelming. But you need the Word of God to succeed in life. You need the Word of God to live your God-given purpose. You need the Word of God for direction. without it, I know how my life is now compared to how my life was before Jesus, before I allowed myself to actually begin to yield to the Holy Spirit, before I allowed my heart to become a heart of flesh and no longer a hardened heart. I know the difference, and that's why for me, like, I don't even know how to put it into words, but it's so important. It's so essential. As Christians, we're called to be diligent in studying God's word and understanding it. And so sometimes reading the Bible can be a bit difficult too. And a very good friend of mine recommended I read like Bible commentary alongside the Bible for things that I don't understand particularly. So there are Bible commentaries online, or if you even go to a Christian bookstore or something, you can find like physical copies of Bible commentaries. If you're someone that prefers physical copies of books as opposed to digital copies, I'm one of those people. But if you don't want to waste any money, like, there are free commentaries online. And so, like, read them alongside the books of the Bible that are a bit more difficult to understand, because it's important for us to understand what we're reading. It's not just about reading something and say, okay, well, I've read the entire Bible. But if you aren't able to engage with it on a deeper level, what's the point? And another important reason why the Word of God is essential and a deeper knowledge and understanding of the Word of God is that, for example, R.C. Sproul said, biblically illiterate Christians are not only inadequate, but unequipped. This is why many of us find it hard to convince unbelievers that Jesus is worth following, because we are not even deeply rooted in the Word of God. So we need to change this so that we can be effective witnesses for Christ in our world and take up Jesus' charge to go into the world and to preach the gospel to all creation. And so I could go on and on about this, but I'm trying to not make my episode like too long. But I hope that this has been eye-opening in a way, or at least that this episode will encourage you to want to pick up the Bible, open up a passage. You don't have to read an entire book in a day. Even just a chapter a day is more than enough, even if it's a verse a day. But start somewhere, and I promise you that once you even start reading a verse a day or even a chapter a day, one day you will find yourself just sitting down for like an hour digesting things and not even knowing where the time has gone by, and you're just going and going because it's so good, because the word is speaking to you, it's blessing you, it's encouraging you. And I think this is all for today. This is all for today's episode. And this was very fun. This was exciting. I didn't know how I would feel recording this episode, whether I would even have anything to say, but I'm thankful to God that I was able to actually talk about certain things. I hope that it blesses you. And I just want to encourage all of us once again, study the word. Don't be afraid of it. Don't, even if you feel discouraged, even if you feel like it's too difficult, pray to God before you start reading the Bible. Pray to God after you're done reading the Bible. Pray to Him to even give you the desire and also the discipline too, because that's another thing. I think another episode I would also talk about that, because sometimes the desire is there, but the discipline to actually do it, you know, to actually keep up a daily Bible reading habit may be lacking. That's something that I have struggled with and continue to struggle with from time to time. So I would probably talk about that, because it's also important to be candid and not make it seem as though I'm this person who, like, every single day since I gave my life to Christ at the beginning of 2020, I have read my Bible without fail. So I'm going to be honest about that, and we'll talk about that in a different episode. But yes, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end. And yes, you know, like, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please feel free to, you know, give a review, leave a comment, and feel free to share this podcast or this episode with your friends, with your family. And also don't forget to follow me at Beyond the Verses Pod on Instagram and send a DM, say hi, or send in any questions or any topic suggestions that you have. And before we round up this episode, I just want to say a quick prayer for everyone who's listening right now. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to speak. Thank you for this opportunity to share with these wonderful people who are taking out their time today to listen to this episode. I pray that as they go about their lives, Lord Jesus, that you would be with them, that you would place a hedge of protection round about them, Lord Jesus. And I pray, O God, that you, O Lord, in your infinite mercy, would awaken in us a desire to study your word, to preach your gospel to all that we come across, Lord Jesus, and that you, O Lord, would guide us, and that even when things seem daunting, Lord, that we will look to you and we would fix our eyes on you. I pray, O God, for blessings. I pray for peace upon the life of every single person that is listening to this podcast episode. I pray that you would bless them, and I pray that you, O Lord, would meet them at their points of need. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Thank you once again for tuning in, guys. I hope to see you on my next episode. Have a wonderful day. Bye.